This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Theologian Keith Medicine recently decided to delete his Facebook account. Years ago, he deleted his Twitter account. Well, there's nothing unusual about what he did. I appreciated his blog post that provided a thoughtful explanation for why he did it. He talked about a phenomenon he called the Jekyll and Hyde effect, and then apologized if someone else already coined this term for this phenomenon. He said that he hadn't seen it used elsewhere, but he also acknowledged that he doesn't get out much. No doubt you know what he's talking about. He explained, you see people writing things in tweets and Facebook posts and in comments about such posts that they would never say to the face of another living human being. Now, if I wrote that line, I would change it to rarely say to the face of another living human being. He needs to come with me to a college campus. You won't believe what some students and professors will say to your face. He also concluded that at the very least, these social media platforms lower people's inhibitions. That's an understatement. Also, the false sense of anonymity provides the false impression of privacy. These platforms also thrive on instantaneous feedback, which means people write something and post things without giving much thought. Even President Trump acknowledged this in a recent interview. Keith Medicine also pointed to the reality that Twitter and Facebook tempt even Christians to speak in a different way, in the world's way. Also, the platform seemed to encourage sinful gossip by forwarding and sharing unconfirmed and unverified stories. You may not decide to delete your social media accounts, but his wise words should be at the very least guiding you so that you write and react on social media in a biblical way. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.